谢谢 Dan 的 preaching.
We thank the preaching of Dan Thompson.
我觉得对我们都很有帮助。
I believe it's helpful for all of us.
我来读我们今天的劝勉经文。
Let's read the scripture for exhortation today.
在帖撒罗尼迦前书五章的十二到十八节里。
In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verses 12 through 18.
节约时间的缘故，我就请 Moses 念英文。
And I'll speak in English. We ask you, brothers, to respect those who labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love because of their work. Be at peace among yourselves, and we urge you, brothers, admonish the idle, encourage the faint-hearted, help the weak, be patient with them all. See that no one repays anyone evil for evil, but always seek to do good to one another and to everyone. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you.
此时此刻我只有一个愿望。
At this time, I only have one wish.
就是劝勉教会中的每一个弟兄姐妹。
That is to exhort each and every believer in this church.
在主里，在圣约中。
That in the Lord and in the covenant.
敬重我们中间的一个年轻的牧者。
Honor this young pastor among us.
从他的简历来看，刚刚从神学院毕业。
From his
五月份才安利。
From his resume, he just graduated from seminary.
今年刚好37岁。
He's only 37 and he was installed as pastor.
刚刚他是被那个Dan Thompson 牧师劝勉过了。
And he was exhorted by Dan Thompson, pastor.
就知道他的名字叫张继南。
You know that his name is Pastor 张继南。
今天上帝给我们这段经文很特别。
And today that God has given us a unique scripture.
这是保罗当年对帖撒罗尼迦教会的一个劝勉。
It is an exhortation of Paul to the church of Thessalonica.
我有一个习惯，往往是在几个月前讲道之前多读几遍这段圣经。这样的话，我可以不特别想被别人讲道，主要是为了自己被牧养。
I have a habit of reading the scriptures that I'm about to preach so that it will nourish me instead of just focusing on preaching to others.
当我读完帖撒罗尼迦前书的时候，突然意识到今年我不再讲道。
When I
我有点失落。
When I finish First Thessalonians, I realize I'm not preaching today. I'm a bit lost.
但是非常的不甘心。
But I'm not satisfied.
我再读第二遍、第三遍的时候
，When I read it the second and the third time，
我就发现《帖撒罗尼迦前书》的这五章十二到十八节呢，是对今天的这个时刻说话的。
And I realized that
不是为我的。
Chapter 5 of First Thessalonica verses 12 through 18 is for today's ceremony.
但是我又不想你们听两遍讲道。
But I don't want you to hear.
十月份你们还在听济南要讲了。
You will hear it again in October.
我当时就半夜，就是早晨起来，我就爬起来看电脑，我们的教会的。今年的安排。
Then I wake up in the morning. I look at the schedule of the sermons of our church.
请问你们猜我发现什么了
？And do you know what I realized?
这段经文就漏了。
This
真的漏了。
This scripture
我不骗你们去看。
This scripture was not scheduled.
我原来安排的有，但到最后的放到 calendar 的时候，我就没有放。
I initially arranged all the scriptures, but this portion of scripture was not scheduled.
不行，你们去核实。我经常说谎，但这一次真没有说。
I often scheduled it well, but this time it's not.
我相信上帝有美意。
I believe there is a good will of God.
就是让你们专心来，不放过你们。
So that you can pay attention and to listen to his scripture.
保罗从三个视角要劝勉你们。
And Paul wants to exhort us in three points.
在主里敬重你们的牧者。
That is to honor the pastor among
you. 他首先提出我们敬重牧者的原因有两个。
First, he tells us why we are to honor our pastor with two reasons.
接着他告诉我们。警戒我们敬重牧者的方式。
And then he tells us how to honor our pastor.
最后他教导我们怎么样达成主在我们身上的旨意。
And finally he teaches how that we can live out the will of God.
我们先看这两个缘由，指出我们为什么要敬重牧者。
First we have to look at the two reasons why we are to honor our pastor.
他这一开始说，弟兄们，我劝你们敬重那在你们中间劳苦的人。
He says that we ask you brothers to respect those who labor among you.
今天牧师多荣耀，穿的这个挂红带绿的。
You can see that today the pastor is very honorable.
你们是看他在主日讲道的时候。
Every Lord's Day when you hear him preaching.
哎呀，牧师这个职业不错啊，一个星期就讲一篇道，然后年薪也不少。
Oh, pastor is not bad a job. He gets to preach once a week and he gets a good salary.
你看不见牧师背后的工作，牧师有三件重要的事情，按照圣经来说。
You don't see the work behind and there's three things that he has to do.
祈祷、传道、装备圣徒。
To pray, to preach, and to equip the saints.
除此之外，他要探访会友、新的朋友，给相爱的人要做辅导。
Other than that, he has to visit the church members.
他要带领有时候比他年长的长老和牧师其他的执事一同侍奉。
He has to lead elders who are older than him in their service.
如果同工不够的话呢，他要带团契、打扫卫生、祷告会、带诗歌、做 PPT、做饭，还要会体育，特别是要会打乒乓球。
If he's insufficient coworkers, he has to do everything by himself. Everything including playing ping pong.
事情多只是苦差事的一个方面。
And this variety of jobs is just one side of this.
主要的原因刚刚 Dan 已经说了，因为他在你们中间侍奉。
The reason is because he's serving amongst you.
你可能想不会是我的问题吧
？You may think that this is not my problem.
你说不定就是那个礼物打开了以后不像外面那么美。
Perhaps you're the gift that's so surprising.
我绝对不会找他的麻烦。
I will not give him trouble.
但是提醒一下你，你还记得摩西在旷野的时候离开埃及的时候是多么的荣耀，一杖一指，红海就开了。
Okay, but I remind you, when Moses left Egypt, it was so glorified because he, with just one act of the staff and the sea opened.
还记得后面的四十年吗？
Do you still remember the 40 years?
他忍受多少的抱怨，多少的怨言？
How much complaints that he has to endure?
所以到了诗篇第九十篇的时候，他这样说：我们度尽的年岁，好像一声叹息。
So in Psalms 90, he says, our life is but a breath.
但其中所惊夸的不过是劳苦愁烦。
But all that we have gone through is
就是你们。
All these complaints, and it's you guys.
所以，因为会众的不断的抱怨，我们说过去多么好，今天多么糟。
And you always complain how good are the good old days.
经过文革的人说，今天比文革还糟。
Those who went through a cultural revolution who says that those days were better.
但愿你们将来不犯这样的毛病。
I hope that you do not commit this same mistake.
我说我们过去教会陈牧师带的时候多好。
We will not say, oh, in the past how good are the pastor, but now it's terrible.
我盼望你们过去如何敬重你们的牧者，今天我特别请求你们双倍的敬奉年轻的牧者。
I hope that how you honor your pastor in the past, now you doubly honor your pastor.
这是以利亚问以利沙的时候的事情。我们刚刚读过今天的经文。
This is just like Elijah and Elisha, like what we have read.
因为他在你们中间劳苦。
Because he labor among you.
第二个原因，他说他在主里牧养你们，你注意听。
And the second thing he says that he is pastoring you in the Lord.
他接下来解释说，在主里治理或者说督导你们，劝诫你们。
And in the Lord he is teaching you and admonishing you.
他劳苦的性质在说，你们要在基督里领受济南的治理和劝诫。一个传道人虽然侍奉众人。
Even though the pastor is serving all, you are to receive and to listen to his admonition.
但是他首先是上帝的仆人。
But of course, first of all, he is the shepherd of the Lord.
只有耶稣基督是主。
Only the Christ is Lord.
你们没有为其他人舍命。
You do not die for others.
只有基督为你们舍命。
Only Christ died for you.
你们也没把赦免别人的罪。
And you cannot forgive others.
是基督要先赦免你的罪，你才有能力赦免其他的人的罪。
Christ has to first forgive you, then you have the power to forgive others.
所以由于他在主里被召为仆人，要按着圣经来教训，来治理你们，劝诫你们。
Because he is called in the Lord and he has to admonish.
说实际是个父亲，不光是一个 shepherd.
From the perspective of pastor, he is like a father, not just like a shepherd.
当你们开始心里不敬重你们中间推促，就是督促你们。劝诫你们牧养你们的牧师的时候
，When you start to dishonor the pastor who are rebuking you, who admonished you，
我特别请你们想一想你们的父母亲
，I remind you to think of your parents
的时候的难处
，I remind you to think of your parents when they guide you through
difficulties。或你们已经有很多的孩子的人，想想你带领孩子的难处
，Or if you have children, you think of the difficulties you face while leading them。
当你们带领小组、带领你的公司、带领你的组员的时候，你面临的挑战。
When you lead the cell group, when you lead the groups in your
要知道他是年轻的牧师。
You must know that he's young pastor.
你们千万不要成为他的负担。
Don't be his burden.
你要成为他的喜乐。
But be his joy.
保罗不仅是给提撒罗尼迦教会给了一个敬重牧师的两个理由，我们已经记住了。
And Paul not only gave two reasons why we should honor our pastor.
一个是什么
？What is the first one？
因为他在你们中间劳苦
，because he labor among you，
还有他是为主在这里治理和牧养你们
，and because he admonishes you in the Lord。
接着他告诉你们，真正敬重他的时候，不光是一个态度的问题，你们还要再有一种方式上来表达。
And second, he tells you how to honor your pastor。
第一个他说，你以爱心尊重他们。
First, he says you to honor them in love。
十三节说，又因为他所做的功。用爱心格外的尊重他们。
Verse 13 say, and to esteem them very highly in love because of their work.
用什么尊重牧者呢
？How do you honor your pastor?
爱心。
In love.
还记得我们的顾问牧师前顾问牧师说吗？牧师一样都是人啊。
Do you remember the consultant pastor we have? He says the pastor is just human.
作为人被造是一个被爱的对象，所以他需要爱。
And human being needs love.
牧师的一个工作的特点是很容易成为孤独者。Amen.
A unique point of pastor is that they are very easily isolated. Amen.
所以尊敬牧者的最好方式就是保罗在哥林多前书说的那个妙道，就是十三章的爱的篇章。
So the easiest way for us to honor our pastor is what Paul has mentioned in 1 Corinthians 13 is about love.
比如你们过去如何在我和旭光身上展现你们的爱的，你们现在要双倍的做在这一对夫妇身上。
And how you loved me and my wife in the past, you are to do it to this pastor here.
比如说你们经常邀请我出去吃饭的时候，你们付账。
For example, you pay the bill when you invite us for food.
经常我收到一些鼓励的卡片，说今天你讲到很好，具体的讲述原因。
And I always received cards from you, telling me why I preached well today.
当他在邀请你们，参与侍奉。
When he invites,
和彼此拜访的时候，你不要用各种的借口来推脱。
When he invites you to join the ministry, do not give excuses.
当然，你如果有爱心大发的时候，你可以买一张船票送他们去度假。
And of course, if you have a heart of love, you can buy him tickets for vacation.
既然是牧师，他们就是人，不完美。
And they are pastor and they're human, they're imperfect.
所以你需要用基督牺牲的爱来包容他们，爱他们中间的这弟兄和姐妹。
So you have to love him like the sacrificial love of Christ.
愿意吗
？Are you willing？
声音不太大哈。
It's not very loud there。
因为我还没说呢哈。
Because
买飞机票去中国哈。
Buy air ticket to China。
第二个这个方式说要缔造一个教会的和睦，这是在第十三节的后面到十五节。
And the second thing is to foster this atmosphere of peace among the brothers and sisters。
正经我刚念，他说你们要彼此和睦，后面讲的从十四到十五节都在讲如何和睦。
And in verse 14 onwards, they're all talking about peace。
所以尊重牧者的第二个方式是协助他在教会侍奉。
So honoring pastor, the second way is to help him, not just loving him.
爱他，跟他参与他的侍奉。
Loving him, join him in his ministry.
缔造一个教会是一个和睦的家庭，是真正的和谐，而不是中国的和谐号。
And foster a peaceful atmosphere in the church.
因为教会是一个罪人扎堆的地方。
Because a church is a congregation of sinners.
当你们看到有一些人懒散或者不按的规矩行的时候
，When you see others who are lazy or not in accordance with orders，
不要只告诉吴英强、李红军或者告诉张济南。
Oh, don't just tell the elders or the pastor。
你是第一个有机会来警戒、劝诫他们的人。
You are the first one to admonish them。
同样的，如果你发现你的弟兄或者姐妹耷拉了个脑袋、一声不响的好几天
，Similarly, if you find that some of the brothers is not behaving as he should，
你不要等着牧师去鼓励他。
You don't wait until the pastor
encourages him. 你就是第一个有机会来鼓励和劝勉他、安慰他的人。
You are the first one to encourage him.
无论对任何人，你都要有耐心。
And no matter to who, you are to be patient.
整个的人，我们人不可能不彼此冒犯的。
And we as human beings, we will not be perfect to one another.
但是在福音里，你们有一个选择。
But in Jesus, in the gospel, we have a choice.
就在这段经文说的，你们不要彼此相恶。相恶，而是要以善来回应恶。
And in the Bible it says, do not treat one another with evilness, but repay evil with good.
所以他要追求良善。
And that is to pursue.
当你们这样做的时候
，When you do this,
你们就在敬重具体的敬重你们的牧者了。
You are practically very
爱他们，协助他们的侍奉。
Realistically helping and honoring a pastor.
每个人都成为牧者的一部分。
And everyone will be part of this pastor.
最后跟你们有什么关系呢？
And thirdly, what has this got to do with?
保罗教导说，你我成就主旨意的主要的三大法宝，在后面的第十六到十八节。
And Paul teaches the three ways for us to live in the will of the Lord.
这是你们经常会背的。
You always remember this.
我知道严冰冰姐妹经常用这段话鼓励我。
I know that the sister always encourages me with these verses.
今天也鼓励你们。
I encourage you.
第十六节说，你们要常常喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩，因为这是上帝在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
Verse 16 says, Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you.
其实尊重牧者不是基督徒人生的重要目的，最首要的问题。
Honoring your pastor is not the ultimate purpose for a human being.
我刚刚放那儿东西被人拿走了哈，在济南的那个怀里。有一个我们代表教会送他的一个礼物。
There is a gift over there, with Pastor Jinan, which the church has given to him.
我决定给他特制一个水晶杯。
We make a special crystal.
但是究竟上面应该写什么呢？最好传给大家都看一下。
But what should I write on this
crystal? 神的旨意就成就了。
We should pass it on so that the will of God may be fulfilled.
所以我发现这小奥里问答的第一问非常的好。
I realized the first question for the catechism is very good.
荣耀神以他为乐。
Glorify God and enjoy Him forever.
我就写在里面了。
I've written it down.
这也是给你们的。
This is also for you.
因为基督徒的首要任务是什么？首要的目的是遵行上帝的旨意。
Because the ultimate purpose for mankind is to follow the will of God.
如果基督徒一个个人在他的成长中间常常喜乐不住祷告凡事谢恩的话。
If a Christian rejoicing always pray without ceasing and give thanks in all circumstances.
不断地操练这三件珍宝。
And you always exercise these three things.
然后上帝在基督里重塑我们的这个旨意。
And this, the transformation of Christ in us
就会加速的实现。
Will be accelerated.
敬重你们的牧师根本都不是问题。
Honoring a pastor will not be a problem anymore.
注意这里的形容词。
Realize the adjectives here.
你们要常常，总是 always.
Always without ceasing.
不住的，不停的，持续的。
Without ceasing in all circumstances.
凡是任何的事情，好事坏事。
Whether it's good things or bad things.
看到吗
？Do you see that?
当我们个别的来依靠已经完美的遵守天父旨意的耶稣基督所成就的。
When we really follow with submission what Christ has accomplished for us,
你开始遵行这个神已经显明的三件珍宝的旨意的时候，
when you start to do these three things that God has commanded you to,
我们很多人问上帝的旨意是什么？
All of us, we always ask what is the will of God for us.
但我今天可以清楚地跟你说，在今天在这个时刻，是这三件事情。
Today I can tell you clearly there are three things here in this scripture.
在任何的环境、任何的人和人、任何的事方面，
under all circumstances with everyone.
你们要什么？常常的喜乐。
You are to rejoice always.
无住的祷告。
Pray without ceasing.
凡事谢恩。
Give thanks in all circumstances.
这是上帝在耶稣基督里为我们所定的旨意，当然是 OCECC 的旨意。
This is the will of God that He has set in Christ.
因为我们是他教会的一部分。
Because we are part of His church.
我盼望在那个时候。
I hope that at that time.
当你们遵行他旨意的时候。
When you are fulfilling His will.
你不仅靠他超然的能力在你们中间工作。
Not only you will experience the power amongst you,
你已经自然而然习惯性的尊敬你们的牧者
and you will be habitual in honoring your pastor, helping him,
在主里敬重你们的牧者
and in Christ honor your pastor.
愿上帝祝福这个教会
May the Lord bless this church,
成为万人的祝福
be a blessing for others.
愿上帝祝福你们各位
and may the Lord bless each and every one of you,
成为世界的光和盐
to be the light and salt of this earth.
我们来祷告
Let's pray.
恩主，我们感谢你
Oh Heavenly Father, we give thanks to you.
你自己是我们的意象
You are our vision.
我们盼望你的旨意在我们中间成就。
And we pray that your will be done among us.
我们知道我们没有办法靠自己达成你的旨意。
We know that we cannot rely on ourselves to fulfill
your will. 除非你的圣灵在我们中间不断的工作。
Unless your Holy Spirit works unceasingly among us.
常常的充满我们。
Always filling us.
让我们从不愿意变得甘心。
So that from unwillingness we are willing.
让我们从不顺服变得顺服。
And in submission we become submissive.
从忧愁变为喜乐。
And in our sorrow we become joyful.
好，万人看见我们的时候
，so that when others look at us，
就把荣耀归给天上的父。
They can give glory to God。
听我们的祷告
，hear our prayer。
奉主耶稣基督的名
，in the name of Jesus Christ， Amen。
好，我们一同起立来唱主是我们的万有 ，is all rising，
and sing this hymn。
You can sing in the comfort language. I can sing in Mandarin.
求主心中生成为我一想，我别无爱故，为主我敬拜。充满了思想，我心。
Remaining, receive benediction from the Lord.